USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hour by hour, flights are evacuating Americans and refugees out of Afghanistan. That's according to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who said 26 countries across four continents are helping the United States to transport refugees. Regarding the August 31st deadline of having troops out of Afghanistan, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says that will not change.
We would absolutely consider the views and opinions of our allies and partners who also have people there and are, as the general brief, very much a part of moving people out.
Mississippians who test positive for COVID-19 could face jail time for ignoring at-home isolation orders. Failure to obey the new order can result in a $5,000 fine or up to 5 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
How will history look back on the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan crisis, along with the border crisis and rising inflation rates?
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan are out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's a right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Monday is New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's last day in office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
In August of 2020, protests broke out in Kenosha, Wisconsin after Jacob Blake was left paralyzed after being shot by a police officer several times. Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stile joins Fox News to explain how the city has bounced back 1 year after the shooting.
We've made a lot of progress over the last year, but we had three terrible nights last summer when our Democratic governor, Governor Evers, failed to provide the resources that were needed to end criminal behavior in the city of Wisconsin, in the city of Kenosha. And it's what we saw play out across the United States. Our Democratic governor, like liberals across the United States, failed to draw the bright line between a First Amendment right and criminal activity. And the result was played out on TV screens across the United States of America. The city's come a long way since then. I walked the 4th of July parade just the other day. There's still scars. There's still a handful of buildings boarded up with signs pointing out that people live in those buildings, to asking those protesters and those rioters not to burn down those buildings. But overall, the city's come back strong, and it's going to come back ultimately stronger than ever before.
40 people are still missing following historic flooding in parts of Tennessee. That's according to a spokesperson for Humphreys County Emergency Management Agency. Search and rescue efforts are ongoing after the small town of Waverly got hit with 17 inches of rain over the weekend. Meantime, at least 21 people are dead, with all but one of those happening in Waverly. The city is about 65 miles west of Nashville. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.